This takes place this Saturday. Is that correct?
Yeah. People will start. There'll be some people coming in on Friday, and plus a lot of the people that would be interested in this and affected by it are in the area anyway. So this is
being called the Tomcat Reunion. What's that a reference to?
Well, I'll give you the 30-second Cliff Notes version.
All right.
of this. My sister-in-law, my brother Mike's wife, wanted to reconnect with the people that she worked with at Tom's Cafe, and was planning something, and was wondering if I would be interested. So as we knocked that around a little bit, I thought the fact that I got in business in town in late 1971, early 1972, and Mike died in March of 2011. And I just happen to have photographs from the early days and the days at TC's right across the street from here. So let's do a 40-year span and just see if we can reconnect all these people. And obviously the Tom is for me, and Cat was my brother's nickname. So we just threw it out as Tomcat Reunion, and really trying to reconnect people with other employees, customers, Macomb, WIU. I got to tell you, Rich, Gail and I feel that we've already accomplished our mission, is getting all these photographs up where everybody can have a shot at them. You can click off on them and use them. And so, I was going to say,
you've sort of brought everyone together already through Facebook or Instagram or whatever you're using.
Absolutely right. My wife, Gail, is just looks at me like, you know, you're using social media. You know, I'm a bit of a dinosaur, but we put about 1,300 photographs that we had from the 72, 73, 74, the old Tom and Ski's days, the Vets Club, the Vietnam era vets that were back in Macomb. We were down at, well, it's no longer there, the old Children's Library. We put those together about 12 years ago for a reunion we had. So we already had those.
Uh-huh. What was that bar called?
Well, it was Tom and Ski's Grin and Bear It.
Was this also one of your establishments?
Yes, that was the first place. That's what we opened that in the spring of 1972. That was the first place that I had.
Okay.
And then I left there and went out and opened up TC's out on University Drive right across the street from here. And in the late 70s, my brother Mike came down and started working for me, and we were together at TC's until I left there. And long story short, he hooked up with Denny Moon and got into business with him. And he and Denny went out to the old new establishment, well, the old Varsity Cafe that Rock Hansen had. That's the location of Rock Hansen's restaurant. They opened up the Jackson Street Pub, I think, in probably 1981. So that's how we spanned that 40 years. Well, you can imagine the number of customers and employees and connections and families and all of the good times and sad times and all of those. And you hit it right on the head to start it with. We just wanted to reconnect people. So we've already started to do that. That's not going to go away. That'll continue after this weekend. So we just thought it'd be nice to see if people want to come back and kind of reconnect in person. But we'll keep working at it.
Why do you suppose people want to reconnect, perhaps with someone they haven't seen in 35 or 40 years?
That's a great question. You know, I'll just speak for me. I came to Macomb in 1964 as a 17-year-old to attend college. And aside from being in the service for 3 years and living out east for off and on for a couple of years, this has been my home, you know. And I cherish the time at Western Illinois University and all the professors and the people that I met there working. I really cherish the connections I made in Macomb. I was fortunate enough to work outside of the university setting for Bill Galvin and some folks at Modern Home, and I worked at the Elks Club and the connections I made in Macomb. So I think people want to reconnect with the whole experience of having gone to, I'm speaking for WIU students and alumni now. The whole college experience is more than English 101 and Speech 201 and graduation. It's the fraternities and the sororities and the fun times and the socializing and all of the people that you met and had contact with. And then the people who live in Macomb are all part of everybody who churns through the communities, and there's bound to be interaction and social opportunities. So, I think people like to come back to their college town, not necessarily for a football game or on homecoming. They like, they just like to come back and connect with people they have they've had some background with. So we're just looking to provide that opportunity. And I felt like since we had all these photographs that were just sitting there, we wanted to share them.
So is this how this coming weekend started?
Absolutely.
Because of the photos?
Yes.
And so many people commented and were nostalgic about them. They said, we need to get together in person.
We had the photos, and there was a desire not to just sit on them. Let me put it this way. There was a desire to share them. And I didn't want to have to monitor it. So Flickr is a perfect form for that. You can go on and click on one and send it to somebody that you haven't seen for 20 years, but you know that have their email address or whatever. And of course, Facebook is Facebook, and that's, everybody uses that. So we have two sites, the Facebook site, and then you can go to the Flickr site. We're really building off of what my sister-in-law Annette's idea of reconnecting with the people that she wanted to reconnect with, and we just kind of expanded it. It's kind of gotten a little bit of a life of its own. We decided early on that we were going to do more than just expose the photographs that we could find, and we're still finding them. By the way, Gail's putting some up right now of some other photographs up. We decided early on that let's try to pick a date and do something and see what happens.
And so what are you doing on July 12th?
On July 12th, we've got a few people are going to be playing golf out at WIU. We have a happy hour at the Jackson Street Pub, and then one of the bands that played at TC's was very, very popular for us at TC's, is still up and running in its original configuration, the same five band members. My brother Joe, my younger brother Joe, is the drummer, called Wind Jam. They're coming down on Saturday, and they're going to set up at the Pace. So about 7:30, 8 o'clock, they'll fire up for 2 or 3 hours. Won't be too late because it's an old crowd. So that's what we have going. One of the neat things about this whole thing, working off of Annette's idea and Gail's ability to put these things up on social media, we ran into, reconnected with a guy from Macomb by the name of Jacques Headblade, whose father was the official photographer of the university forever and ever. Well, Jacques kind of manages a site that has about 3,200 followers called If You Grew Up in McDonough County, Do You Remember? And that's followed by, like I mentioned, about 3,200 people. And they throw up buildings and people and talk about them. And so we're hooked in with them and just trying to all accomplish the same thing. Just connect people with a place, with the place, Macomb, the institution, and then individuals. It's really been fun. It's really good. It's really good fun to reconnect with the folks through social media. And we're hopeful that a number of people will show up this weekend. We'll have a nice crowd. And we're also thinking about maybe what we'll do in the future. But we'll continue to put up these memorable photographs. So
people will just show up. You're not taking a head count or anything or reservations.
Nope.
People will just show up.
Nope.
Why Heritage Days is sort of a homecoming for the community.
Absolutely.
Why not do it during Heritage Days weekend?
Well, There's so much going on Heritage Days, and the Western High in Macomb do such a great job bringing people back for their specific reunions. You know, one of it was accommodations. I mean, the town gets very busy on Heritage Days, so we just picked another date. Frankly, I don't think you're going to have too many interesting, fun things and reasons to reconnect with the community and the university. I mean, you have Heritage Days; it does a great thing. We don't want to diminish from that. We didn't think it would, and it's not a competition issue situation. It was just a weekend when there wasn't much going on. Talked to the folks at the Pace; they've got they were accommodating and wanting to give it a go. So. We'll see how it goes, and then we'll try to reevaluate. But it's been fun so far. I think it'll be an interesting weekend. It's been fun reconnecting with a lot of people. That's what it's all about. That's the real use of social media, I think. You know, it gets a lot of bad raps, but I tell you, if you want to do something like this and just take memories that you have on slides or whatever you have and put them out for everyone to have at them on an open site. It's a nice way to go. We're having a good time with it.
As you've gone through these photographs and slides, is there one in particular that really took you back to that time?
Oh, there's several. As I said, I came back after I left here in 1967 and came back to school in 71. And it was a different university. The university had literally exploded in population in the 70s. That we were up to 15,000 students. But the thing that struck me was there were probably 700 or 800 vets on campus, Vietnam era vets. And when we opened up the bar, it was I and a partner and some other investors, and a lot of them were vets. It was the place where the vets hung out. So there's some great shots of homecoming parades of the vets club and the bar in the homecoming parades. Other great shots of the intramural football. Intramural football team. I think one there's an ironic one that I can remember now. Norman Mailer was on campus and came up to Tom and Ski's after the lecture with some folks. And there's a great shot of Norman Mailer standing there. And the only other person you can recognize is a person familiar with the town side of the equation. Jack Ewing is standing there. So they're in what later on in its life became the children's library was Norman Mailer there holding court with some folks with Jack Ewing standing there. I find that a pretty striking photograph. So, but if you lived through it and knew the people and would recognize people, I guess there's another one that really kind of connected the town and the gown. We took over an existing quote towny bar. That was not a college bar. So there's two photographs that really illustrate that. One is a shot of my partner and I, Dave Kelpinski, who I hope Dave is coming back this weekend, that has Dave and I a headshot in a sign that was hanging in the bar when we bought it. It said, "Off Limits to WIU Students," which was a common sign in the local establishments in town. I can remember probably four or five establishments that had that hanging up as you walked in. That is one. The other one is a group of guys who used to come down and play pitch in the afternoon. And I forget some of the names, but we had a guy by the name of Boxy Carr, who ran the amusement company in town. Bill Rich, who was a former sheriff and a deputy sheriff. Leroy Brown, who at the time was in the waste business, and a number of other, I call them, they were old timers then to me. They're probably my age, the age I am now, sitting there playing pitch. And one of the comments from the Facebook page from one of the women says, "Oh my God, that's my dad sitting there." Those are priceless photographs, as far as I'm concerned, that really give you the feeling of really what we're trying to do with this is reconnect people with good memories of just socialization. You know, people, lots of smiles, lots of good times, lots of parade pictures. Yeah, it's a nice walk down memory lane for us, and we feel good about the fact that we're sharing them. They're out there for anybody to use however they want, and also an opportunity through the good thoughts of Annette, my sister-in-law, that we can invite some people back and see if we can reconnect. So all in all, a good time. I think it's good for the community and the university and certainly the people involved.
And after the weekend, you'll have more photographs to post, I imagine.
Well, we will do that. And they're still coming in, and people are finding them. You know how that goes.
I'm saying you'll take photographs this weekend.
Very true. And I think that will also stimulate other people going in and opening up the files. I've talked to a person locally who said that they have a picture of her father and Rock Hansen in front of the old Varsity Cafe. Now those are really good historical, memorable photographs, and those really fit in a If You Grew Up in McDonough County website. People are having a lot of fun with those. But so now it's the Jackson Street Pub. So, yeah, it'll keep growing. We're going to keep this going. We'll keep it alive, keep it churning. And you're looking at it now, so I don't think anyone's taking a photograph of this, what we're doing here. It's hard to get radio shots on, but it's been a good time. We think it's worthwhile. We think it's worthwhile. I think it's good for people to not forget who they were with and where they went to school or where they grew up and the connections that they made and rekindle those. So that's valuable anymore. I think we've lost a little bit of that. And I think the irony of it, Rich, not to go on too long, is I think social media gets criticized for moving people away from that social interaction, while on the other side of social media, we're using it to do just the opposite of that. So I think it's how you use it. I don't blame. The social media phenomenon. It depends upon how you use it. And I think taking advantage of Flickr and Facebook and the flexibility you have with that is going to allow us to put a number of people back in touch with one another. It's kind of an interesting dichotomy there. So it's fun. Been fun.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.